John?
Yeah, Mr. President.
Well, last time I talked to you as rent supplements and all these bills you passed, I just don't know how anybody could have ever done as well as you, and I want to tell you that I loved you. I congratulate you, and I'm mighty proud of you, and I didn't want to wait till you came down here this afternoon when I wanted you to know it right now. And I've got a murderous day ahead of me because it's the last one I'm here, but I just wanted you to know that you haven't been a crybaby, and you haven't slashed from the back, and you haven't clipped, and you've been a man, and you've served your country with honor and distinction, and you're a president with loyalty and effectiveness. And I'm awfully deeply in your debt.
My dear friend, you and I have the same, we learned that 2 years ago. We have the same philosophy of government, and then we have the deep friendship, and we have the loyalty. At least I try to have. I know you have.
I know you do, too. The only man's better than I am, you.
That's awfully nice. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm trying to get down to the signing of the transportation bill.
If you can find a like for you two, but sure, we got to have a little press meeting and afterwards, because we really want to. We've got a wonderful record. John, you know, now listen. You won't believe this, and you're going to think we're overstating it, but this government, this Congress, the 89th, has done more than 88 in a good many fields. We passed 18 education bills, and all the other Congresses, 88 of them, passed only six. They're spent $33 million a year. We're spending $4.5
billion.
That's education, another thing more important. Now, health, you're spending more money in the 89th Congress than all the others. 88 have spent all the years of history added together.
That's so.
Oh, yes, sir. Medicare.
Well, I can remember not so many years ago when we fight like hell to get $3 million through, for $3 or $5 billion through
that's
medical research.
We're spending $10 billion more this year for health and education than we were when I became president. I've signed 27 conservation bills, putting parks where people can get to them instead of having to go to Wyoming. We're putting them all along through the big cities close to them. I just signed seven of them. So this record, I'll read it to you this afternoon, but you're going to be awfully proud of this as long as you're here, and then your friends after you're gone.
You might be interested to know that on Monday I get under suspension the comprehensive health planning bill.
Well, that's wonderful.
The disaster relief bill of 66, with one of the titles stricken out, it's going to be stricken out, but shouldn't be in there. Your administration didn't favor the agency, so everybody's for it. I got the children's summer lunch program bill down, amending the Vocational Rehabilitation Act. Boy, I've got
John, there's one we got to get a rule on, or you're going to humiliate me internationally on this little old chicken water conference. Every nation is drying up water, and Israel, we're trying to have desalting with them, and every nation has water problems. And we have a conference called, and I've got out my invitations to all the nations of the world, and it's not as much as we use in one bombing raid for the whole outfit, but they have accepted. And let me read you a memorandum that I got here from the head of the science and technology. He says, you should be informed of a catastrophe which, if you cannot find any means to rectify it, will badly tarnish the president's image and reputation abroad. You'll recall that the president announced a Water for Peace program called for an international conference to be held in Washington in the spring of 67. He referred to the conference in early September of this year. The invitations have been sent out worldwide. Nevertheless, acceptances have been coming in. Abstracts of papers have already been received. The planning has gone forward and is nearly well done. The State Department now informs us that last night the speaker informed Henry Wilson that the leadership had decided they would not have a rule to permit this legislation.
Well, that isn't correct.
Well,
the leadership told them we couldn't get a rule. I had Smith in, we couldn't get a rule from the Rules Committee. Now, that part there...
That's wrong. All right.
That is wrong.
The Senate had passed this legislation as far back as July.
I talked to
Smith. It came up in the House last week. It was passed over because of objection. In order to obtain action before June, a rule would be required.
I brought it up under suspension. And they damn near licked it.
The notion of canceling a conference called by the President of the United States, which many foreign nations have already made their preparations, received their appropriations, and are submitting their recommendation, is most unfortunate. It will create a very poor image abroad of the United States and the President's relations with his own Congress. It is very important that the President be made aware of this development very promptly, so that whatever steps are needed to obtain a rule and to try to move it through the House expeditiously can be taken in time before action of adjournment.
Yeah, well, that isn't a question about bringing it. You see, I put it down...
Well, how do we get it done now?
Well, the only way to get it done is a rule. I put it down for suspension.
Well, can we adjust it? Who's objecting to it? How can we change the... Can we, anyway...
I think the main thing was, you know, the economy thing is, I think there was an authorization of $1,200,000 or $1,500,000.
Well, call in Smith and just tell him we've got the invitations. Other countries are spending it. They're coming here. Yeah. We're spending billions on aid, and water is the greatest problem to it. And see if he won't let us amend it or change it some way, because we've got our invitations out, and we don't want to say that it's Howard Smith tells them that they can't come and we can't have
a
conference.
Why don't you give me a memorandum when I get down this afternoon? I'll take it up with Smith from you.
That'll be good.
Now listen, that part there, the leadership,
I'll cut that.
We couldn't get a rule.
Okay.
Now on the suspension, the vote was, I remember, 162-4, 154, and you had to get 2/3. So you saw how close it was.
Yeah.
Now listen, after you come back, will you come up to Massachusetts?
Yes, sir.
Fine. Here's a pal of ours here, just the first time out of the hospital.
All right.
And will you say hello to him?
Yes, sir.
Lou Deschler.
Oh, good.
Wait a minute. Hi, Mr. President.
Hello, Lou. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm a little bit better now. I got this thing reamed out, and I understand now what kind of suffering you went through when you had your operation. It ain't pleasant.
No, it's sure not. I'm mighty glad you're back.
Thank you very much for the flowers, too, Mr. President.
Well,
sure,
well,
appreciate it. They were beautiful.
I'm always your friend, Lou.
I know. Right. I appreciate it, too.
Thank you, boy.
Right on.
Waiting.